The United Nations honored the late international peace activist Ralph Bunche today, 100 years after he was born. In 1950, Ralph Bunche became the first African American and first person of color of any origin to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Dr. Bunche devoted much of his professional life to international service. He was a leading advocate of decolonization and served as an advisor on Africa in the U.S. Department of State. From 1946 to 1971, he was an integral figure at the United Nations, where he worked to resolve the Palestinian conflict and oversaw UN involvement in the Congo when it first gained independence from Belgium. Dr. Bunche organized the first UN peacekeeping force and helped negotiate the first armistice agreements between Israel and the Arab states. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says Dr. Bunche made an impact on the United Nations that continues to reverberate today.
We should all strive to recapture that spirit today as we continue Bunche's efforts to rouse the world from complacency and indifference. We should do as Bunche did and ask what each one of us can do to build a safer, better world for all people.
On the 100th anniversary of Ralph Bunche's birth, the United Nations joined with New York City politicians to commemorate Dr. Bunche's contributions with a UN commemorative postage stamp. Congressman Charles Rangel says Dr. Bunche stood up against racial inequality during a period when it was unpopular to do so in the United States. He says Dr. Bunche remains a key figure in the history of American civil rights.
There were people like Ralph Bunche that had the courage when it was not popular to come forward and to show that America can lead. I think that by paying homage to him today, we pay homage to ourselves for being here and remind ourselves how much more we have to do.
The Ralph Bunche Centenary Committee will commemorate Dr. Bunche's legacy for the next 12 months with lectures, documentary showings, and educational exhibits. For Voice of America, I'm Carrie Sheridan.